Hold House's report lists community assets, including Sitka's access to clean water and other natural resources, such as wildlife, timber, fish, and wilderness. He also said he heard stories about people willing to pitch in and help one another, and he complimented the community on its variety and number of events during any given week. He also listed some challenges, including the prevalence of domestic violence, a struggling economy, and a lack of affordable housing. Sitka resident Alice Johnstone attended Holt House's presentation. She says she came to hear what he had to say because she felt there was a hole in his report.
Well, I think it's very interesting, and I thought that he's left out a big bunch of the community. I looked at the list of the people, and I think, you know, these are all very educated people. And the truck driver and the waitress aren't there.
28-year-old Brandon Snyder was among those interviewed for the report. He works for Sitka Tribe of Alaska as a homeschool liaison at Pacific High School. Snyder says being interviewed for this project was, quote, incredible.
The caliber of the way he was able to conduct himself in the interviews and transcend, I think, the boundaries of age and being able to translate to someone of, I guess, my generation or whatever, it was amazing. He's a very down-to-earth person that I think many people can connect to on many different levels. And so for me personally, it was great because he also, the questions he raised, I thought really made me reflect about what my existence is here in Sitka.
Island Institute co-director Carolyn Servid, also a Raven Radio board member, says bringing Holt House to town on this project was something of an experiment.
It was a great experiment. I don't think it's been done very often in other places. I think that it could be a model for other communities to undertake. What comes next is the big question for me. And so I'm not sure if you carry out the analogy of the experiment, then how do you know? Do you make hypotheses from what you've found out so far and then pose something else? You know, and what that next piece is what I'm curious about.
You can read Holt House's report and hear a 30-minute interview with him by clicking on the links below. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.